to, I mean, for a while that became the home club where
yeah.
I would do a show there about every other month.
And you met him?
Yeah, I met him once. I met him once. He told me thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for filling up the club. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What is your project? Do you have any projects coming lately?
Projects is mainly to take over Los Angeles.
Nice.
Take over Los Angeles, moving county by county. I did L.A., yeah. moved over to Orange County. We're doing good there, too.
Right.
Hopefully San Diego or something like that can be next.
How you come up with your own stories? How do you...
It's basically just whatever happens to me. Right. Whatever happens to me, I put up on stage. You know, we had a fight about watching chick flicks. That's how that whole Twilight thing came about.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's not even love, you know? It's white meat versus dark meat. That's all. That's what the big decision is about the whole time. I told her, I go, you want to watch a real love story? Let's go see Paranormal Activity. That's love. Think about that. You know, you could be with the girl for a year, move in together to find out she's haunted by a demon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're still going to stay? That's worse than finding out she had a kid the whole time.
Oh, shit.
Or two.
That's yeah.
Or two. Three. Or she had one in the oven.
Different guys.
The whole time.
It's getting good. It's going good. It's going good.
Yeah.
So what are the good? I know what the good music video, like the good music venues in LA are. What are the good comedy venues?
Well, you got the Staples in Hollywood, right off of Sunset Boulevard, the Laugh Factory, the Comedy Store. Go down to Melrose at the Hollywood Improv, but
Santa Monica Boulevard too.
What's good about the business is you don't even need to do comedy at a comedy club. You know, you can do it anywhere. I've been to so many bars where they're much more liver than a comedy show could be.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit the story joints. When you when we were off the air, you were telling me how you got into it. How did that happen?
Well, what gave me the courage initially was watching all these comics that suck. It's the ones that were like awful that made me think, dude, I can do this.
Yeah.
This looks easy.
I can do it better.
And I was at a company Christmas party.
Right.
Where the guy sent me down with like 8 gorgeous women. And I just joking all night, had them laughing. 2 of them were waitresses at a comedy club, and they told me, you should do this. So sure enough, like a week later, after doing open mics like 3 times, I hit the stage, and I had 50 people come out. That's when the club owner said,
you
can make money.
Were you nervous?
No. It wasn't even nervous hitting the stage. You know what it was? It was anxious. Like, I wanted to go there. I felt like that backyard dog
waiting
for you to open the gate so you can run out and act a fool. So as soon as he opened up the gate, I went out and just did that. I was supposed to do 5 minutes, but they let me go 15.
Was there anybody on your family was funny, like a nun, like an uncle or your
all
mom or dad?
No. My family hasn't crossed the border yet. That was amazing. But I made the jokes like that, you know? It's like I just told one family member 50 people are here. But no, we actually had Germans show up. I had, you know, like we had a whole smorgasbord of people. It was just everybody that was at the company I was working at the time.
Cool.
We had over 300 employees. I, you know, got 50 of them to say yes.
Wow, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay their money back already? Or?
No. Nobody wanted the money back anyway. That's what I knew. This is for me.
Right.
So, after he told me you can make money selling tickets. You buy them for 5, sell them for 10.
Yeah.
Second show I did, 70 people came out, and after that, and we can make some good money here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's Kids with Studios. There's a lot of other comedians coming down and do shows.
Yeah.
And I think it's not easy. Actually, a lot of the big actors try to do comedy.
Yes.
I mean, they can do drama, they can do action, you know.
Yeah, well, especially the kind of action they do today.
Jokes. But the most hard thing to do is...
cocaine and jokes.
Yeah. As Richard Pryor.
You're not getting it.
I think that's the best example of that working right there, Richard Pryor.
That's our audience.
Like shit running at full speed.
Yeah. Richard Pryor and like Garrett from Saturday Night Live. Garrett Hall, is that his name?
Man, there's so many.
Saturday Night like 10
years. From the Belushi days.
Who were your do you have any idols do you watch?
Right now, I really enjoy like Louis C.K.
Yeah.
I enjoy him.
40-year-old man, and he's like, he just got divorced.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
White problems.
And then he's Mexican too, so you know that works out.
Yeah, that works out.
I had no idea.
A lot of people don't. I think that's why
he's
made
undercover.
It so high.
I just
he's undercover.
Yeah, he's part of your race.
There you go. He's undercover.
There's a whole new race of people out there called undercover Mexicans.
They've been around for a long time. So she can say
a whole new race of people called freckly white people. Plus something else. What else is he's fucking Hispanic?
Yeah, so I definitely enjoy him and Kevin Hart too.
Kevin Hart,
and of course you know George.
George Clooney.
Yes.
George Clooney. He's funny.
He is hilarious.
He's funny in Batman.
I don't know if you've seen. I seen him live at Kanye West's house, and
you know, the president's fundraiser.
Yeah. For Obama.
Yeah.
He's into politics.
Or Mitt Romney, isn't
it? I was at the Mitt Romney one.
I was
Mitt
at the Romney. UN.
He's Mexican,
UN.
Too. That's
he is. There's middle. A Mexican Mitt on Twitter. A
Mexican Mitt.
Yeah, look it up.
Mexican Mitt.
Yeah.
That's a baseball team, right?
The Mexican Mitt. I love it.
hold on.
El Lanzador.
The minor league. El Jimador and Kegs.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Fernando Valenzuela will be calling all the games. He's like, a ver, a ver, hey, a ver, a ver.
Do you think George Lopez opened for a lot of comedians like yourself? You think he's the one that...
You had Cheech, you know?
You had Cheech right there. You know, Paul Rodriguez.
Paul Rodriguez.
80s, 90s, right.
90s. Yeah. But, I mean, as far as bringing the Hispanic culture, everything a lot of them went through, he was definitely the first to do it. So now it's like, I can't really, you know, George.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's like I can't really follow it the same way because everything he went through is the stuff I went through. So now if I go on there talking about the same thing, he's trying to be George. So, you know, I got to switch it up now. I got to talk about my relationship. You know, I got to talk about people reminding me I'm fat. Yeah, I got to talk about other things, you know. So now I just let you into my life, which it's been working out. And it kind of is depressing because I tell people about my life and they laugh their ass off. And I don't know how to take that sometimes.
I know. It's like, I got the greatest joke I ever told. Yeah. Me.
It's called Yesterday.
Let's see the thing straight here. Big boned. Okay? Big boned. Not fat.
Yeah, it's big bun.
I call it fluffy.
Fluffy.
Like, see, I can't use that. That one's been copyrighted by somebody
really?
Else.
By somebody else, he says. Oh, dude. That's crazy. But I see a lot of future in what you're doing, man. It's funny. You know, your topics are pretty cool, too.
Thank you. And then I spend a lot of time just, like I would do a show in front of majority of the same people. I would say like 60% are repeat customers, people that just come and see again. So I don't do the same material. You know, you can only hear a joke so many times before you're just like, I got it.
Like four times.
Yeah, right. That's the
four times.
Yeah, four is the number we Googled.
Do you have plans of going to like on a tour or put together a tour?
Once I reach that level, definitely. But right now, no. I got to stay at work and pay mortgage, you know.
Chelsea lately, man. Right.
You know, like.
Yeah, you told me earlier you have a regular job.
Yeah. I do have a regular job. I still got to work that, yeah.
You got to pay bills.
Pay the bills, man. I mean, that job allows me to do what I love, though. Because if I didn't have that, then I would probably hate comedy.
Got to work to play, baby.
Yep.
Or else you're just fucking sitting there like a turd.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Turds never work. Huh?
Do you have a day job then, Julio?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
What is your day job?
Where were you right now?
I'm actually
a quality manager for a plating company. So we do like nickel, chrome, and landing gear parts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I was trying to divulge.
Yeah.
Exactly what are you doing there? You just sit there all day, huh? You don't do anything.
Basically on Facebook. No.
Playing Quake.
Yeah. What I just handle the quality side of it. So basically I touch paperwork. I realize the less physical labor you actually do, the more money they give you.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get promoted in my job too because I want to just sit behind a desk.
That's what they call the American dream, right? Like Starface.
Yeah, right. That is. Yeah.
Didn't do much.
I got a chain link fence, but it's gonna be white and pink soon, you know. Got bars on the window, but
as long as there ain't no 6 feet of barbed wire on the top of it, you're good. Yeah.
Shiny ones.
As long as I can walk out.
Yeah.
Bunch of yapping chihuahuas.
No, I got a husky.
Shocked. Oh, a husky.
I went the other way on that one. Yeah. The neighbors got a chihuahua and a pit bull, which killed my cat.
Oh, wow.
I had to explain that to my 9-year-old. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, she's my girlfriend's daughter, but I've been taking care of her since she was 6. Cool. So, I missed the baby phase, you know? So, I didn't know how to handle children. The only experience I had was nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
As soon as they pissed me off, I go back to their mom. So, I had to tell her the cat's not coming back. Started crying, and I didn't know how to handle that. So, I was thinking, what will my mom do when I cried? So, I was like, shut up, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Which, here's some Jack Daniels for your upper
turns out, yeah. Just dab that under your nose.
Good.
Wait, did that happen to you, Travis? You were crying?
Well, yeah, I'm Irish.
Based on experience?
I'm Irish, man. Just add a little whiskey on the top of your gums. Chill out.
Make it feel better.
Chill out, dude.
We use NyQuil. NyQuil. We call
NyQuil
the babysitter.
Vaporub?
Vaporub. Or some kind of like
not even on the
drink
chest, right on the nose.
Yeah, stick it in faster.
The babysitter. NyQuil. And
put it right under your eye.
Right under the eye, yeah.
Go to sleep.
That would work.
Chingando.
And if nothing else fails, you just smack him on the head real quick. Put him out.
No bruises.
Behind the neck, man. Behind the neck.
Just in case the social workers come.
Why you got so many phone books? None of your business.
Yeah. So you have plans also to do like the one that we just saw from Mundo's. Are you going to do more of those or...
They're actually having talks about doing a parody from the Avengers, so call it Los Avengers. So it's basically Mexicans with Mexican type superpowers, you know.
Who would you be?
There's certain details I can't discuss.
Oh, it's gotta be a surprise.
You will violate my contract. Yeah. I haven't seen it on TV, but I saw it on the internet, on YouTube, is this Jarritos commercial where people are having problems with their car or something in the street and they're like looking around for help. And then you see this guy dressed like a luchador in a cape. Right? The colors are from different Jarritos.
which car insurance?
He just pops out of nowhere. And people's like, what? And he looks at the problem. He looks at them. He looks at the problem again and he goes like that. And then he just pops a Jarrito and gives it to me. He runs away. But the music they have in the background is really funny. And the look they gave it is like Wonder Years at the beginning. You know the show Wonder Years, how it looks like a 50s. Fast camera. Yeah. What's the kind of camera they use back
then?
Super 8.
Super 8.
Yeah.
So they have that effect on it. So it looks really...
It was 16 millimeter.
Yeah, 16 millimeter?
So it's a really funny commercial.
I think YouTube opened up for a whole lot of corporations just to get nasty even if they wanted to.
Because
they can put out some stuff where they cuss or they do like that and they can be like, oh, somebody
YouTube
else
cut that out.
They cut that out.
Yeah.
They just cut out.
But I mean, I know what you're saying. It's a little bit spicier than regular TV.
There was you can get away with a new music video by Die Ant where they just put out and they just fucking banned it.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Die Antwood. They're freaking weirdo freaks from Europe.
So I was looking at this article.
What are you doing over there?
He's born.
No more.
Look at my hand.
I thought Skid Row fucking banned Tube 8 and Red Tube from the search engine.
So
no more gangbang.
I wanna brought this. This is something I saw that got my attention. Right, and it says that I don't know if you guys know, but do you guys know what's the fattest city in California?
Not Fresno.
California?
The fattest.
Hold on, let me guess.
City in California.
Let me guess. The fattest city in California. Let me guess. I'm going to guess Riverside.
Nope.
It's pretty good.
California Center for Public Health Advocacy named Huntington Park.
What?
HP.
The year before it was Bell Garden, which is
right around the corner. Might as well be the same thing.
One of the questions they asked to their parent was like, don't you know that your son or your daughter is getting a little bit obese? And he goes, no, because the way they look is healthy.
Okay, on that.
So they were trying to understand the culture of it.
What is the highest city in California with the diabetes?
Well, no, get this. Check it out.
Fat equals diabetes.
And where's the most of the percent of the skinny and good looking kids? Guess where?
Manhattan Beach.
1137
Manhattan Beach?
Yeah. 1137 Northwestmoreland
Avenue,
right?
No,
here.
It's a wild guess. Well,
see, no, it's right here.
They got some balls to say good looking, because good looking's an opinion.
Yeah,
it's not a fence.
And last year it was done by Los Angeles Times. They're the ones that started writing this article and doing these studies.
Well, you know what? These are the same people that like banned soda machines at high schools. This health advocacy, and they started going through all the high schools and just removing soda machines, and they only put water. And I saw this. I had never really seen it up close, but I did. I was at a high school doing the voting polls, and helping out. And I looked, and they only had water, and they were well stocked. Like, I don't think anybody bought any water from those machines. And then looked in the snack machine, and there was like maybe it looked like a dead zone. It looked like one or two chip bags. And
you know, you got kids selling candy. Like kids actually
take
a bag of candies and shit.
Yeah, sell it for profit.
Yeah.
I like for water profit. And Hustling. Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Like, unlike my days when I used to sell bootlegs at school.
Yeah.
That changed, man. I actually went to pick up my little girl, and you got the paleta man outside the chain link fence handing candy through the hole. Taking money. I was like,
yeah, that's contraband.
I know.
That doesn't seem right.
It's like a weird episode of Prison Break. These kids are just trying to sneak in candy.
Because I haven't had any sweets all day. I'm going crazy.
Can you imagine like a 5-year-old coming home fiending?
You're
your homework. Shut
off.
Up, mom.
What, bitch?
Where's the cookies at?
Yeah, the best thing is not to give too much candy to the kids. Because, they go out of control and shit.
Yeah, or Cheetos, I noticed. Because then their fingers get all orange.
The hot stuff.
And then it takes forever to clean it off.
Just lick
you almost have to lick forever,
off.
Yeah. Just suck your finger until the orange comes out.
You got a dog, let him lick it. Whatever,
We also have here with us on the podcast is undercover Mexican girl.
Yes.
And you were here, you called us?
Yes, I was here virtually
via
the phone.
But now you're here now.
I'm here. I'm physically here. I flew in from Austin this morning.
Right.
Private jet?
Yes, very Southwest undercover. Airlines private jet. I did get early bird seating, though.
Oh, wow, you bumped up to first class?
No, they don't have first class.
Oh, that's right. It's just all coach.
Yeah.
I think first class for, like, long trips, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know where they put them. Maybe they sit in the back.
Yeah, they sit underneath with the luggage.
So, how's it going for you? You go by Undercover Mexican Girl.
Yes, that name probably came about maybe 7 years ago or so, and I'll make the explanation brief, but basically I grew up here in Los Angeles and going to high school in Montebello, and a lot of my friends, Mexican-American, said, oh, you act white, and then I moved to Austin where I didn't know any Mexicans, and they said, oh, you're Mexican? You don't act Mexican, so all right, I'm undercover, fine. So that's kind of where that came up. So I've got a blog, undercovermexicangirl.com,
right.
And I also write for a couple of websites in Austin. One of them is latinometro.com. And so I kind of try to tie in my cultural upbringing experience and some of my interests, which is a lot of environmental stuff. I'm kind of a greenie or eco junkie in local food. And so anyway, so I write articles about, I wrote one about backyard chickens isn't just for Mexicans and hipsters. Anyone can have backyard chickens in Austin. And also talking about the farmer's market, just going to the farmer's market here in Los Angeles, seeing a diversity of people. In Austin, it's like, okay, there's no Latinos here. And so it's funny because in Mexico, mercados, it's like, you know, that comes from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
At least I think.
I'm sure we pick it, though.
Yeah.
We may not be there, but we pick the fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick the fruit, yeah.
Uvas no.
Uvas no. I don't see those stickers anymore.
I know.
Yeah, the struggle is over.
What is the story behind those? Uvas no.
It was Cesar Chavez.
Right.
From the boycotting the they didn't want to pick because of the pesticides they used on the grapes.
Right.
So they.
He made it aware.
Huelga. Era huelga. They went on strike. They stopped. They refused to work until, you know, they changed that.
Right.
Because it was health issues.
He was born here too, right?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, and I met Dolores Huerta, his sidekick, which is really amazing.
Right. Didn't the...
she just got an award, right?
She just got an award from Obama. I saw pictures of her accepting, like...
Mm-hmm. That was a hot topic that Budweiser or whatever was the sponsor for the Mecha now or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I didn't follow up on that.
Yeah, they what made a big deal out of it because, yeah, you know, it was like Mexican brand. Right?
Well, all Mexicans drink Budweiser.
all Mexicans drink Bud Light with the Chelada ones now.
Right.
I always see Mexican dudes, or it could be, you know, Guatemalan, I don't know.
Or but, Armenian.
Or Armenian.
Sometimes.
Greek guys. I see guys on the bus with, you know, really red eyes in the morning drinking Cheladas. going to work, trying to sober up, going into their construction job.
How do you know they're Greek? They could be undercover.
They could be undercover too. Yeah, that's the thing nowadays, and I think that's the point that you're bringing up is you never know. It's a melting pot. Yeah, you know, you can't really call anybody anything anymore.
Yeah. Stereotypes are not always true.
Yeah.
You know, like our
Mike's not on.
Whatever.
Travis said something.
But
it was really cool what he said.
I said, let's not call anybody anything.
Where are you from, Travis? Oh, he's Irish. You forgot to brush.
I'm Irish, Norwegian, and English.
Wow.
But 90% Irish. So fucking mostly white.
Vikings.
Potato picker.
Is there any,
I don't pick no motherfucking Irish.
Papas, no.
Is there any Irish comedian that you know?
I thought Louis C.K. was fucking Irish.
Until just recently, found out he's Mexican.
Irish anymore, yeah. Right.
I think he's primarily Irish, though. I think it's Northern Irish.
Right. Well, there were a lot of Irish that went to Mexico.
I think
during
Northern,
the Mexican American War.
I think he's Northern Irish.
I think it's Czech. Mm-hmm. Google it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it is Czech.
I don't feel like googling, but I'm just gonna guess.
We're gonna Google it.
And a red hair.
This completely crushes dreams right now. Yeah.
But now it makes sense because that mustache is totally fucking Mexican. It's like nice groomed, like right around the fucking
That's true.
Right around the lip line, like just perfect.
Uh-huh.
Mine doesn't do that.
It gets too curly?
No, I don't get it to that point. That's fucking gross.
Hey, what's the name of the other Hispanic comedian? He's always getting attacked. I forgot his name. Damn it.
Carlos? Oh, Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, see, we know that you and Frank are here. What's up, Frank? How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing good.
That's not even his name, though.
It's Carlos Mencia. Yeah, what's up with the guy? He's always getting attacked by all kinds of comedians. And
it all started when...
they say that he still jokes?
Joe Rogan did the YouTube video where he confronted him, I believe, at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And ever since a lot of people came out, like, he stole my jokes. Oh, yeah, he stole my jokes. I mean, yeah, that was a big thing right there.
Wow.
There was a beef between Joe Rogan and Louis C.K.?
No.
Carlos Mencia.
That would be something to see.
Joe Rogan,
could be in Howard Stern, maybe.
Carlos Mencia.
He fell off the radar, too. Carlos Mencia. Now he's back, and he's all skinny.
He came up, like, he did his own shows. He had his own HBO, and also he's on...
He did some movies here and there.
Comedy Central was there.
I guess he fell off the radar, kind of, but you're still... extremely wealthy.
He was still touring.
The guy has tons of
fucking
money.
He was still
doing
all the improvs and going out there.
He's a gorgeous 6-foot white wife and fucking tons of beautiful choppers, like all kinds of beautiful motorcycles, everything.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, the guy has fucking everything. I saw his cribs, man.
NDB cribs.
Even though his bikes are fucking totally gay, it's like they're still. at least like $80,000 a piece.
Oh shit! Lucy K says here on what do I mean?
Wikipedia, which is completely real. Yeah, Wikipedia says
it's, nationality is United States, Mexico.
Yep. Well, yeah. There you go. Yeah. No, looking at him right now, I see his picture on the internet, and yeah, I guess he kind of looks like a Latino.
You undercover?
A Chilango.
A Chilango.
Chilango? Isn't Chilango darker?
From the F.
They say people from Guadalajara are light skinned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got cousins in Tampico, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah. Tampico's good. Yeah.
Maybe I'm not adopted then. I don't know. Maybe I'm not Irish.
I know. They just told you that. They just told you that so that you can fit in school.
Tell all the kids you're Irish, Travis.
6'1", white.
Yeah, don't tell them you're Mexican. They're going to be confused.
155 with like reddish hair coming out of his beard. Oh, yeah, I'm not Irish. Not one bit.
So what else for you, Julio?
Oh, right now, let's see. July, I'll be starting my mission to take over Flappers. Now, it'll be my first show there that I produce.
Right.
So it'll be July 15th.
Where is this at?
It's in Burbank.
Okay.
Burbank, the comedy club right there, right where the mall is, right by the AMC and all that. So July 15th, I'll be there. That's on a Sunday, and I think it's like 5 o'clock early show.
Okay.
So they always get like the bad spots to see if you can do good. Then they move you up to the good spots.
If people want to check out your videos, where can they go to?
Oh, they can Google Subway.
Right.
They can go on YouTube and look up Julio Comedy, find everything I got on there too.
I got some pictures taken with him, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see
Subway.
It there. Subway. Always fresh.
Always fresh.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Do we need a break? Do we deserve a break?
Play a little music, perhaps.
Yeah, gonna have
when you come back after the second break. Look for this on SoundCloud.
All right, what do we got here?
Cool. It's a request.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Frank Lupo here, at Piñata Tower. We're doing it live here at Skid Road Studios.com.
Okay. We'll be right back.
trust myself.
Something.
Was a nice six by Frank LaPaul. What do you play for us, my friend? Give us a little rundown.
That was so wrong.
So wrong?
Yeah.
Nice. What song from So Wrong?
It's Ask a Stranger.
Ask a Stranger?
Stranger from So Wrong.
That sounded really good.
Yeah, I haven't heard that So Wrong yet.
We have a friend here, our comedian friend called Julio
Gonzalez.
No callers for you. Julio?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to call in and say hello?
Maybe you want to go outside and call us?
What's the number?
Feel better.
What's the number?
Huh?
What's the number?
Oh, the number is 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562.
Por favor, llame.
Yeah. Hey, I think the volume is too loud here.
Is it?
Maybe. Yeah, okay. That's much better.
There you go.
Yeah, something was... something was crazy here, yeah, but it's fine now. So we have our friend here, Julio. And what were you guys talking out there? Talking about... my friend was talking about Russia again?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Russia again because apparently they don't need that many road signs.
Right.
You know, on the street. To tell you where to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yield, stop. They just don't invest in things like that, the government.
Yeah. They just put cameras on the
Yeah, they're just not into it. They just think, you know, just drive around and figure it out. I mean, like, common sense, you know? Like, you should stop if you see another car coming the opposite direction. You should stop. I mean, that's, like, pretty much common sense. So the Russians think, you know, why are we going to give these people a sign for that? They should know. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
They have brains.
And they put their money somewhere else.
Yeah, they put their money somewhere else. I wonder where. I don't know. Vodka?
In weapons.
Potato.
Vodka.
Yes. Potato vodka.
Potato vodka.
Oh, I think don't they make vodka from potatoes?
They
distill it from potatoes?
That's how they do it in jail.
Vodka potatoes.
That's right.
I have a friend of mine that gave me one. They made out of bacon.
Bacon? No, it was bacon infused, I think. It wasn't made out of bacon. They put bacon in it, and it's infused.
I've had bacon infused.
Yeah, and I've also had the pepper one. It's got, like, a pepper in it. Right. And then, like, you,
I've seen tequila.
They have
like
cupcakes.
That
yeah. No, donut.
Right.
Donut vodka.
Donut vodka. Wow.
Really?
Yeah, breakfast donut? Of champions.
You got Krispy Kreme right there, huh?
Donut vodka.
Yeah, you do it at Krispy Kreme, right?
It's for the morning time.
Yeah. How about tequila vodka? Do they have tequila-flavored vodka?
What is it? Malibu rum. They got one with tequila in it now. Oh, wow. Yeah. Malibu red or something like that.
Wow. Just all this alcohol. The alcohol companies, everything like, they're running out of ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
They throw anything now.
Yeah, right? Everything has a Latin twist.
Yeah. Oh, remember tequiza?
Oh, yeah.
It was like cerveza, but had tequila flavor. And there you go. Yeah, seriously. That was...
How long did that last? Like 3 months?
3 months. Yeah. Like the same amount of Zima.
Zima was like, fuck.
Zima?
Zima was like...
Dude, it's just nasty and sweet.
Zima, that's fun.
Crystal Pepsi.
Zima stuck around for a
Crystal
while,
Pepsi.
Though.
Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi, for one summer, I drank the hell out of that.
Really?
Yeah, like those 2 liters. I just had like a 2 liter a day.
I had it once during the Super Bowl.
And that's it. Well, you know, it was popular during the Super Bowl because I think that's when it came out, huh?
Yeah.
Zima. Wow.
Zima.
How many people... Zima. How many people you think ruined their lives on Zima?
I did.
And it became bums on Skid Row because of Zima.
What happened to you, man? Zima.
Zima happened.
Zima changed my life.
I was doing okay, you know. I had a 6-pack of Budweiser a day. I was doing all right. And then Zima came along
and
ruined everything.
And I got raped. I got raped.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You don't hear the vomit sound, though, so it's not a very...
Come on, baby. Let's go.
Come on, baby. Let's go. That's a Zima commercial you just played?
I think so. I don't know.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
Was that from 91?
It's funny to watch old commercials, you know? Like, we watched that old Taco Bell commercial. Actually, the time when you called in.
Oh, yeah.
We put the old Taco Bell commercial, and it was like these really extreme, like, white people. And they're like, will we get Taco Bell? Ooh. The best tacos ever. Yeah.
What was their slogan? Run for the border.
Yeah, run for the border. Run for the border. That was a slogan.
That's
but
when you realize, oh, the 80s were a long time ago.
Yeah, man. That's really vintage shit.
Well, they went all out, too, right? They had the Chihuahua mascot.
Yeah. Yo quiero Taco Bell. But that was like 90s, though.
Yeah.
The 80s was the Taco Bell, like, was really tacky. I think, like, when it first
came out. You know what, the commercials,
out,
that Gardner's eating tacos.
Like, Mexican products or Hispanic products or Latin products. It was done by, like, you know, white little kids and white. But now they're done, you know. Well, that's because probably they have more market now, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You can tell us something.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's definitely, in the last few years, the whole Hispanic marketing, Latino marketing has really taken off. But it's funny, you know, talking about the Taco Bell and, you know, who doesn't know the Yo Quiero Taco Bell? But Pizza Patron, I don't know if they have them in California, but
they have one over by where I live.
Okay.
It's owned by this white guy.
He's actually, I think, from
is he Jewish?
He might be Middle Eastern or something.
He's Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah.
And so they did this campaign that if you order, it was on June 5th, I went and got my pizza. If you order in Spanish, you got a free large pepperoni pizza. And there was so much, like, hate. They got so much hate mail and hate calls. They were like,
I don't speak Spanish.
And yeah, like, that's racist.
I don't speak Spanish, mister.
I can't give, I'm like, just say, yo quiero pizza. Quiero pizza. I mean, pizza's not even Spanish.
Yeah, pizza. How do you say pizza in Spanish?
Pizza.
P-I-K-S-A. Pizza.
Pizza.
Simple.
Had to be.
This is a Zima commercial, I think it is.
Yeah, Zima commercial.
I found one. How many views?
Had ice.
Two.
I am Subway.
Subway. No, I think
Subway?
The one that you were playing before was way better. It looked like everybody was on the top of a roof, you know, and they were like grilling like really healthy foods. It was like, I think the commercial was trying to make people believe that Zima was somehow like the healthy alternative to beer or to, like, you know, Smirnoff ice.
But I love it when they do commercials and they show soda the alternative to beer. Like, I've seen one where it's like everyone's partying, drinking Dr. Pepper. I'm like, no.
I know how this doesn't happen. Everybody's going wild. Like,
yeah, Dr. Pepper.
There's wet t-shirts everywhere because they have Dr. Pepper.
Have you guys tried Zima?
I've never tried it.
Yeah, I tried it.
Yeah? Was it like really young?
I turned into the Hulk.
Okay.
I couldn't remember.
Mad Dog 2020?
It's like the Wolf
I've had Mad Dog.
I woke up naked.
Mad Dog makes you want to wrestle your friends.
I've had Red Dog, too.
Night Train.
Travis is just too much right now.
Still Reserve is another one.
Still Reserve is like fucking jet fuel.
I used to drink Old English out of the jugs.
Makes you shit your pants.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hand well.
Yeah.
When you were done, it turned into an instrument. You just...
yeah, you look like it's a little monkey.
It's fun to do when you're drunk. Yeah, you just...
Yeah, well, I do that with like a 32-ounce bottle. Like, if I get drunk on that, I'm like...
Drink some Mad Dog 2020 and take a Xanax, and you will poop your sleeping bag.
Oh, wow. My God. Travis, is this happening to you, too?
I'm going to let you use that.
Thank you.
No, it happened to my friend who shot himself in the head, unfortunately.
Oh my God!
It's okay. Let's not focus on that point.
Was that Zima?
No. Let's not focus on that point. He was a rich white kid. He had problems.
Oh.
Let's focus on the fact that he shit him. He shit his sleeping bag while taking Xanax and drinking
Mad Dog 2020. Mad Dog 2020. That's like the colorful bottle, right? It's a colorful drink. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Artificially colored.
Artificially colored.
It's like a gangster.
It's like juice.
Makes you want to wrestle people on the beach. In high school, that's what it used to make me want.
That's what it used to make me want.
We used to fucking just get fucked up and body slam each other in the sand. Whoever just didn't breathe first lost.
Or whoever pooped themselves first like lost.
No. Pooping yourself meant you won.
You won? Yeah. Wow.
It's the exact opposite.
I'm like, oh, that guy's pants are saggy. You're the winner.
Hey, brown pants.
This guy smells. He smells like
give
a
the
winner.
Trophy to the guy that smells like butt.
Anyways,
yeah. Off the top.
Talking about smelling. You guys heard now they're going to close down all the shops?
All the weed jobs.
Oh, wow. It's not that much different than 2 years ago when there were no weed jobs.
I have to go back to the...
Whoop-de-doo. Who gives a fuck? Let's go back to everybody just slanging.
So these are pretty open. I mean, how does this work? I mean, I thought this only happened in Amsterdam.
No, I know.
Well, when we walked in here, there was a girl and she asked the security guard, like, do you know where the Olive Tree Collective is?
Yeah.
Like, well, it's right here.
Two steps to your left.
Yeah. Well, she was going to come in up in here and I should have just told her. It's actually in here on the 8th floor. Just go up there and hang out.
You know, next door is a weed store, right?
Travis
is
coming.
Yeah, it's legal.
Oh.
You know, next door, like downstairs?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a weed store.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody knows it's there and you can go. Everybody knows it.
Well, you have to have a card.
Oh, okay.
You got to be regular.
It's like you have to be a person. You have to be between the ages of 18 and 100.
Okay.
And you have to have anything that has to do with the human, and you can get a card.
It has to do with being human. My teeth hurt.
Yeah, like, ow.
You go see the doctor.
I just got my
$35
problem. I need my medical card.
They ask you, what's wrong with you? And you're like, I have a headache in the morning.
Oh, I got a good one. I got a good one.
I got
I drink Zima.
You register.
You need this card.
You go to there's a lot of them. So you go and register.
I did not know this. Yeah, it's silly. Too long.
It's silly as fuck. You can get your card for $35 anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Go to Venice Beach, get one.
Maybe 20 bucks.
Go to Hollywood, right there by Wendy's and Outburger, get doctor. One. Go,
That's how you know it's fake. When you negotiate anywhere. With the doctor, where you're just like, hey, let me get like 2 for $40. You're like, all right.
All right, doctor. Negotiate with the doctor.
Fine.
And they call them clinics, too.
Okay.
When you go to the clinic to get recommended the marijuana, because it's a medication.
Right.
It's not just medicine.
There's a big controversy about this because there's a lot of people that they're really, really sick for reals.
That's it. I just got mad.
For real? Like that's the other side of it.
I'm going to shoot everybody.
Yeah.
So if you get pulled over, like, I mean, in Texas, like, if you get pulled over and they suspect.
Texas is different.
It's like alcohol, you know? You can buy alcohol. You can have it in your car as long as it's not open.
Texas will give you $100 reward for having cocaine on you, but they'll fucking do you in the butt for having marijuana. It's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pulled over in Texas a few times.
Ooh. Yeah, I got pulled over, and we didn't have anything, which is kind of funny that we didn't, but they were trying to shake us down for marijuana.
I thought I was scary, and then I saw these guys with these fucking big old hats.
Oh, wow.
I swear to God, like, I'm 6'1". I thought I was tall. Every single one of those motherfuckers on the highway is at least 6'5". They're large. Like, hey, boy. I'm like, dude. I'm not a boy.
They all sound like
But I'll be your boy.
License and registration, please.
Right.
We found weed. Get the lube.
Yeah. Like, I don't even have weed. Just say the lube. Come on, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, one time we got pulled
Chuck
over.
Chuck Norris.
At El Paso.
Yeah, I heard about that. You got pulled over there.
And they
thought you were Mexican, didn't they?
You're Middle Eastern.
They're like, Lee, you're Mexican. You're like, no, I swear I'm Indian.
I didn't think you were from Juarez.
I'm a singer. I sing opera. That's what I do.
I sing.
I'm actually a member of the Gypsy singer. King. That's what you should have said.
So they hold us in and put us in the cell for like 4 hours, and after that they just let us go.
You got held in Texas jail?
Yeah.
Oh.
We were going on a sexy little tour, and
have you ever
the
gone?
They have big dogs, man.
And
they smell the little wee we had in it, like for
they all have.
They were like 10 cars. We were like 10 cars away from like.
Yeah, Texas have the gate. They have bloodhounds and German shepherds.
Belgian shepherds.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I've been corrected. You're right.
Dog was undercover.
No, yeah. I know.
The dog is undercover, right? Undercover German Shepherd. It keeps going.
Yeah.
He's like banging his.
Yeah. I got an hour right here.
I know. Oh, an hour's worth of material.
Guess what my next show is? It's all about dogs.
Yeah, I know.
I am undercover. Everybody loves fucking dogs and cats. I'm going to fucking blow your show out.
Hey, Julio, are you a cat or a dog person?
Yeah, Julio, tell us about your dog.
I actually got both.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Travis? Are you a dog person? I know you're a dog.
Well, I'm a dog person, yes, but I'm also a vet tech in training. So I respect all animals because I'm going to have to deal with them all. Cats, dogs, horses, mice.
Possums.
which ones would you let live in your house?
Oh,
well,
me?
Well, I'll tell you what I have in my house.
I like lions.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite animals.
Mountain lions?
I would never let a lion live in my house.
Well, I didn't know we were going
to. So you can have an animal.
I like possums.
But I ain't
possums.
Got one.
Yeah, especially cross-eyed possum.
Mexican undercover girl.
Yeah.
You have one animal.
Yeah, two dogs. Well, we have two dogs at home.
What are their names and what kind they're?
They're
John and Bill.
Catahoulas, which are a Louisiana dog. They DeSoto came from Spain with this like cross between a greyhound and a mastiff, and it crossed.
So are they rescue mutts?
They are rescue mutts. Well, no, but they're Catahoulas. It's a real breed.
Wow.
Google it.